happens once to be it. 31, time of the penalty. As power play for the Express. They've scored twice on it so far tonight. Rapids really needs to get going as losing Dick on the far side is Allstrand. And now Diamond, he's got an opportunity to break one out as he just sends it down as he eats up some time. Freshwater sends it around boards and back of him as Elzada brings it up into the zone for the Express to have an opportunity. Puck comes through the slot, no one home. Rapids trying to clear this out. Got about a minute 20 remaining on this power play, and it comes through the zone. Nope, killing off more time is Rapids. 12:40 to go in regulation. Rapids leading 5-4. Joining us here on 105.5 FM, WIRI, Fair TV, Wisconsin Rapids Media. All very much appreciated by all of our listeners. No matter where you may be. Boehm sends a puck around the boards in the Rapids end. Comes all the way back out, neutral ice. Underhill is there. It up. Semis. Now Boldick takes a flapper and sends it all the way down with 30 seconds left on the skater advantage for the Express. 12 minutes left to go in regulation. Duke is there. Collision. And the puck goes up in the netting, so we get another whistle. 11:57 remaining in regulation and 28 seconds to go on the skater advantage. Rapids doing a good job to this point. A little more time that they got to do to wear off that clock. Face off neutral ice. Ruffalo is in there against Alexander, getting around the skater, the Lundboehm. Lucky Rapids get a hook penalty. That Alexander Lundboehm, a little bit of miscommunication by the Express. Puck goes to the slot, buddy home. Boldick lifted up. 5 seconds left to go on the skater advantage. Freshwater banging the stick on the ice, letting his teammates know. And we are back at even strength. Rapids is able to negate that penalty as Welsh chips it back to neutral ice to get a line change. If Rapids needs one, get back to even strength. Alexander breaks into the zone for the Express. He gets sidetracked by the defense of Rapids. Puck in the corner, giving chase now is Abildick. Looking up, pass it way up to neutral ice where Underhill plays it. Ruffalo gets it on a bounce. He whiffs on a shot. Williams with a slapper from the slot. That goes up into the netting. Stoppage, 10:56 to go in this one. Rapids up 5-4, 22-22 shot advantage. Rapids did a great job killing that penalty kill. That's got to be a confidence builder there, because they've had troubles with that tonight.
Definitely. For them to kill a penalty and, you know, come back from losing 2 goals to a power play for the Northwest Express, it'll definitely give them some inspiration to keep going.
Oh, there is a face-off to the blocker side of Freshwater, controlled by Rapids. Slap shot from the slot comes through and wide of the mark. Puck bouncing around in the slot. Neither team can get a stick on it. It's like they're batting it around with their hands. It's like a tennis. Give them rackets, and that's what they're doing. Puck bounces back down. Byman, he had an opportunity for a turnover. Ate it in and played by Freshwater. 10:30 to go in regulation. Big block by Nelson in the slot. With the Express had an opportunity to break through on through. Bounce a puck at mid-ice, scooped up by Alexander. He breaks up into the zone. Nelson pushing him off the puck. Puck in the corner, battling over it, trying to send it around the boards. Puck still sitting there. Both teams tied up. Puck bouncing. Now into neutral ice for Ilian, being trailed by Chevy Alexander. 2-on-1 for Rapids. Shot, and that went off the side of the goal. And then Shot tried to get one off the backside of Freshwater, and no avail. 9:48 to go in this one. Rapids up 5-4. Press breaking up. Lama has to pass back. Nice bounce here for Rapids. Ilian off the board, stops, spins, pass back. Chevy Alexander up ahead to Diamond. Diamond breaks into the zone, and there will be a whistle for offsides. 9:30 to go. Rapids up 5-4. Both teams struggling to keep a good flow to this one. But a lot of physical play, a lot of very good puck handling, stick handling, not a lot of pushing and shoving and extracurriculars. This has been a fun one to watch. Face off at neutral ice, Diamond up against Holling. Fletcher sends it down into the press end. Right, Rapids, Ilian, corner. Pass up ahead to Ruffalo, then back to Ilian. Puck bounce back towards the blue line. Fletcher knocked down for press. Thunderhill beats up. Tried to leave pass in the slot. Shot over the crossbar. That was a close one. Ilian trying to get the puck back out neutral ice, and he does. Ice collision as there's a whistle. As there's a slash, and now there's the pushing and shoving. Ilian, Holling, Kumbrink all in there. Diamond trying to get guys all separated. Pushing, shoving. As we will see how this one goes, right? Get done saying it's been clean, no physicality. There is now, as there will be a slash penalty called up. We'll see if there's anything else. See what else is being whistled. Is that slash, I believe, is against the Express. We'll see what the exact call is. Going in for the Express is Dalton Mama. For his flash. That will be 11:03, time of the penalty. Now Rapids with the power play opportunity. And we'll see if they can get that two-goal lead back. Two-goal lead here would be huge as we are under 9 minutes to play. Face-off, that was to the blocker side of Freshwater, controlled by the Express as Birch takes it down and pins it up in the corner. Just eating up time. Puck squirts out there. Buldick picks it up. Pass up ahead to Ilian on the near side. Ilian takes it up into the zone. Pushed off the puck. Gets back to it right in front of the beer garden. Drop pass. Allstrand. Diamond at the wing. To Allstrand. And gets it towards center. Crossing pass through the slot. Ruffalo cannot get one through. And back behind. Goes through the slot. Nobody home. 1:14 left to go in the power play for Rapids. 8 minutes remains. Puck touched up by Rapids. And sent right back down by the Express. Rapids disjointed on this power play opportunity. Buldick. Up. Joy. Gillian trying to get up the boards as he gets hit right in front of the Express bench. Hooting and hollering from the Express. They like that one. Puck comes back out, Jack, so he cannot hold it. Then spins, stops, or Buldick. Puck sent back down. 30 seconds left to go on the skater advantage. Rapids really struggling to get anything going here. Cleared, sent in on Shaw. The Express have a shot advantage over the River Kings. 22. Diamond trying to skate up. Offside, sent down. Corneve battling behind the goal. Puck is Underhill's there, trying to send it out with 10 seconds to go on the penalty kill. Heavy Alexander gets the puck. As probably thinking, oh, let's just wait, don't get a transition goal as Ruffalo pushed to the far side. Shot, and that goes right through the crease. Or Binkov not able to get one. The shot on there, on the doorstep, a shot, bouncing puck, that got knocked away by Freshwater, and now there is a little bit of a rush for the Express. 6.5 to go, Rapids up by 4, shot over the bar, crossbar, as puck comes back loose to neutral ice. Williams tips it deep, Rapids trying to get a line change. Williams tied up behind the goal. 6:20 left to go in regulation. Rapids up 5-4 over the Express. Tied up behind the goal. Buddy there is just pushing and shoving and pushing and shoving. And there's a delayed penalty being called. And that'll be against Wisconsin Rapids. there will be collision behind the goal. Pushing, shoving, touched up by Rapids. We'll see what the call is. There will be a cross check against Rapids. That goal, or that penalty, excuse me, will be 14-04 as in the box goes Ryan. Colin Ryan. So Rapids, and now we've got the timeout, excuse me, a timeout being taken by the Express. Me. Time of the penalty. 14:04, time of the timeout, 14:04. So all right. So you're the Express. You got time running down. You got just under 6 minutes to go. Got a power play. So roughly a third of the game, potentially, you've got with the skater advantage. What is the message that you are giving your players if you're the press coach?
Well, I mean, now that you're up on the power play, now you just, you pretty much just want to return the momentum that, you know, you may have been receiving.
Is that, excuse me, as, I mean, right now, they're down by one. They've got a skater advantage. They've been fairly successful, at least in the middle portion of the game. They weren't able to convert lately, as Rapids was able to play strong there. But we'll be interested to see what they draw up. Got to figure there might be a bit of a set play coming up.
Definitely. There's definitely going to be some strategy that the coach is definitely telling his players.
Now, if you're Coach Peck, what are you telling your guys? Got to be, something's got to be coming.
Well, pretty much just want to, if I was coach of the Rapids, I would try to figure out how to, I guess, retaliate against whatever's coming their way.
Face off to the left side, the glove side of Shaw. Daksoy up against counterpart. Back and forth. Avich. Side. Puck comes back out. Zada. Avich. Down low. Nice block there. Puck trying to be covered there by Shaw. He cannot. Puck comes back to the side of Miskevich. Tries to push back down. Colling. He's involved in that. Kayla Birch. Gotta be sure where Birch is. He's got 3 goals in the game. 5:18 to go. Calzada, he passed over the side. Big rebound by Shaw. He got that stop on there as Ilian tries to clear it. Press holding the zone. Kavich, shot. Big redirect up into the netting. 5:01 remaining in regulation. 1:05 left to go in the power play. Rapids doing a good job to this point. But there's still a lot of time to go. 26-23 shot advantage for the Express. That's not really something we've seen this year in many games, especially not here in Rapids. Granted, this is just the third one where a team is out shooting Rapids. Alexander against Diamond on the faceoff. On the blocker side of Shaw. Back around comes Lundbohm. Dangerous Gator. Puck comes through. Clot. Hill. Rapids trying to clear it, and they are not yep, they are able to. Lost sight of the puck for a second. They eat up a couple seconds, 42 remaining. Lundbohm gets hit right in front of the Rapids bench. Demis. Sent Lundbohm in the slot, bouncing puck, trying to get a stick on it. And it is Chevy Alexander. He's trying to clear it, and he does. Backhand, where it's played by Freshwater. 4:20 to go in regulation. 22 seconds left to go on the skater advantage. It's going to be an exciting ending here tonight, folks. Join in for it and keep it here if you want to get and hear it. M breaks it up into the zone. Somewhere to drop it off to. 5 seconds to go on the skater advantage. Shot way high. Bouncing off the stanchion. Lundbohm from the circle. Kick save there for Sean. Comes back out of neutral ice. And there's the end of the power play. Full team's full strength with 3:47 to go. Battling. Alexander's skating it up. Now you got to start wondering when they want to pull Freshwater for an extra attacker. 3:30 to go. Rapids trying to get the puck out of the zone. Shot turned away by the defense in front. Ruffalo is there. He sends it back of the goal. Nelson is there. Trying to send it off up into neutral ice where Elzada is. Across the ice. Pass. Shot turned away by Shaw. 3:14 to go in regulation. Puck comes up neutral ice. There will not be an icing. Mama. Ruffalo. Battling down low for it. 3 minutes to go. Turnover. Killian. He skates in. He gets pushed off the puck. Three on the ice. Mouth guard. Puck on the far side. Figured to be another little rush here as Doxoy sends the puck back down. Both teams, you can see, getting tired. 2:40 remaining. Up to the right in front of the beer garden. Drop pass picked up there by Calzada. Korobinkov centering. Nobody there. Stopped at the blue line by Duchesne. Buldick got his shot blocked by a pair of skaters. And now there's breakout by Alexander, who gets thwarted. Buldick up ahead. Korobinkov, he gets hit hard, knocked to the ice. 2:10 to go. A nice little contact there. No whistles, letting them sort this out. Humbrink up ahead. Tries to puck down deep. Under 2 minutes to go. Even strength hockey. Rapids up 5-4. Freshwater started making his way out. Now he's back in goal. But the longer Rapids get this puck in the attacking zone, the better. But they don't have to battle a 5-on-6 situation. Killian with the puck. Sends it back down low to Ruffalo. Rapids playing a little bit back on the attack, knowing that they cannot allow anyone behind them. Killian skating out. Sends it back down the boards, held by Ruffalo. Ruffalo skating in. Point blank shot. Tried to step home. He could not. There we go with the Express. Trying to get through. Was Lundbom was able not able to hold on to it. Humbrink pushed off the puck. Back at neutral ice. Muskevich. Puck stopped by Diamond. He's got an opportunity here. He's behind the defense. He's skating in. Tried to leave it in the slot. Could not. 1 minute to go. Freshwater inching up, inching up. As the puck set up to Lundbom. There goes Freshwater. And there's your whistle. As a shot covered up by Shaw. 57 seconds to go in this one. As they have pulled Freshwater. Empty net for the Express. As they go for the 6-on-4, as Rapids taking a timeout. And we've got 57 seconds, so at 19:03. All right, I'll ask you now, kind of the same question but different. You pull your goalie, you're down by a goal. Kind of, you got to approach it kind of like a power play, don't you, if you're the Express?
Of course. I mean, you're going to be up one man. The best thing you can do is treat it as a power play.
And maybe apply pressure to go up 6-4 if you get Rapids commit a penalty.
Definitely.
Now, if you're Rapids, you're playing even, but you're down 6-4 or 6-5 for players on the ice, but now you're still up a goal. So what's the look for Rapids? I mean, you get a good shot or an opportunity to send it down, try to get that empty netter, correct?
Well, now that you have that empty net, you know, you're going to have a sixth attacker. You're going to want to treat it as a penalty kill, meaning that you got to have that high defensive pressure going at all times. You're pretty much going to be firing on all four cylinders.
We'll see how this ends up. 57 seconds. It's been a good one tonight. It has been a very good one tonight. I'm very happy to be able to have brought you this contest. We got another one tomorrow night. If this is any indication tomorrow, oh boy, we might be in for a good one. As faceoff coming to the blocker side of Shaw, 57 seconds left to go. As Birch against Diamond in the faceoff circle. Empty netter, empty net for the Express. And that's cleared out of the zone. Express got to be careful here. Oh, picked off passes. Diamond applying pressure. Got to do something to disrupt the play as Allstrand trying to battle the puck high up the time. 40 seconds to go. The more time you keep the puck at the far end of the ice, Got to factor that to be better as Ilian tries to clear it back down. He can as puck trying to come back out. Tumbrink has it. Ilian plays a body, big collision. And Baldick, he takes a shot. And it's just wide of the post. Just wide. And they get an icing call on that. Took a second, but 21.3 remaining in this one. That was close. He missed by not even 6 inches of that far post. But faceoff coming back into the rapid zone. 21.3 remaining. And there will be the faceoff. Just who steps in. That'll be Diamond against Birch. Rapids up 5-4. Going to be a good 21 seconds here. Faceoff won by Rapids as they kicked it out of the zone. 15 seconds. They send it back down off sides, and it is now whistled on sides. So Rapids trying to do something. They send it up, and it goes all the way down the ice with 5.4 seconds to go. Rapids is just about out of this one, but you play it to the whistle. 5.4 to go. You just almost got a fall on the puck on the faceoff. Not saying they should do that, but you've got an opportunity to do that. I mean, I've seen hockey games where they do that. So I don't think Coach Hickman is going to tell him to do that. As Diamond guns, leave that to be Lundbo. As they try to tie it up, 4, 3, 2, and 1, and Rapids comes away with a 5-4 victory in one heck of a shootout effort where they were able to inch ahead of the Northwest Express.
Absolutely amazing game.
Four as many goals that were scored through the first two periods. There's nothing in that third period. No goals whatsoever. As this was a fun one to bring you guys tonight. Game started out a little inauspiciously as Bryce Millington lit the lamp 16 seconds into the game for the Express. As this go to Preston Lundbohm and Eli Underhill. Rapids does answer 35 seconds in. Daniil Kobinkinov is able to tie the game to Felix Allstrand and W. Sander. Rapids then got another one. Mikhail Ilian at 1:48. Assists to Riley Duke and Taylor Ruffalo. Rapids go up one. Rapids adds another by Felix Allstrand. 14:48 on the power play. Assists to Mikhail Ilian and nothing away. But impressive. Power play goal of their own, Kayla Birch. Remember that name. Got this on that one. Beat by Zachary Colling. And that. Oh, that's how we ended one period. 3-2. Then, after that, more fun began as Ilian got his power. Another goal, second goal, power play goal, 5:03 in the second period. This to Noah Diamond and Olivia Bildick. And then the Express answered again. Power play goal, Caleb Birch, where he got his second goal at 5:24. This to Damian Calzada. And that was Nicholas Adas. Then have more fun where that came from. As Allstrand get his second goal at 11:29. Assist to Riley Williams, but then the hat trick came again. Caleb Birch at 19:53, assist to Jacob Alexander, and that is how the scoring ended. No goals in the third period. Weird situation though, as Rapids, they were unable to really answer the pressure by the press. They were outshot in the game, 29-24. Daniil Korobenkov, star player of the game, giving a puck away. Felix Allstrand, he's the two-star player of the game. It's a puck and give to a young fan. A first-star player of the game. Mikhail Ilian, he is the one-star player of the game as he gets the cold water shower as he grimaces through that. gets his puck in the hat from Coach, a big smile for both of them. He goes to give that puck to Lucky Pan out there. For saves, Deacon Shaw, 25. As he stopped 25 of 29 shots faced. And then Rylan Freshwater, he had a heck of a night where he made 19 saves on 24 shots faced. Heck of a game tonight as we saw two very tough teams go at it and leave it all out there. And get to do it all over again tomorrow as these teams conclude the series. As Crest, they look to get the split. Rapids looks to get the sweep. So that'll do her all tonight from the rink. Give a big shout out to Julian Quarantino for all his insight in the game. Give a big shout out to Art and Matt stepping in on the camera tonight. Great job, gentlemen, as always. So for Beth Habiger back at 105.5 FM WIRI, great job tonight, I am sure, as always. So for everybody at 105.5 FM WIRI, Black Bear Hockey, Black Bear TV, excuse me, Wisconsin Rapids. I'm Mike Comer. Have a great night, everybody. Be safe out there. We'll catch you tomorrow night here at the Southwood County Rink.
Country favorites and classics for all of Central Wisconsin. You've got them right here on 105.5 WIRI. Live from Central Wisconsin and on the free Civic Media app. 105.5 FM, WIRI, Nakusa. Your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.
I couldn't wait to turn 16 and drive all the boys around. Foot on the gas and hands on the wheel was all I could think about. A little rust in the bed of that truck and a 4-speed on the floor. $500, it was mine, all mine, and I never wanted nothing more. I took Kenny down by the river with a $6 bottle of wine. Just a fool trying to play it cool, hoping she'd let me cross the line. And I was praying that she couldn't tell I'd never been that far before. The first time's a one-time feeling, and I never wanted nothing more. No, I never wanted nothing more. Well, I'm what I am, and I'm what I'm not. And I'm sure happy with what I've got. I live for love and laugh a lot, and that's all I all trying to change my mind, but I told them that I thought it through. Well, Katie laughed and my mama cried when they heard me say I do. A little ring is a little thing, but it's all that I could afford. Now she's mine, all mine, till the day I died. I never wanted nothing more. No, I never wanted nothing more. Well, I'm what I am, and I'm what I'm not. And I'm sure happy with what I've got. I live love, laugh a lot, and that's all I need. One Sunday I listened to the preacher and I knew he was preaching to me. I couldn't help it, I walked up front and I got down on my knees. Right then and there I swear I changed when I found the Lord. Glory, hallelujah, good God Almighty, I never wanted nothing more. No, I never wanted nothing more. Well, I'm what I am, and I'm what I'm not. I'm sure happy with what I've got. I live, love, laugh a lot, and that's all I need. I never wanted nothing more. And I never wanted nothing more.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Thickening cloud cover for tonight with lows in the low 30s. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy. A slight chance of a shower or sprinkle. Highs pretty close to 50. Sunshine's back for Sunday and warmer. Highs climb up into the upper 50s. Right now it's 33.
C-71, the road was dirt. A couple kids waiting on some cherry red. Maybe I still recall the taste. We were a few beers shy of freedom. I had my hands around your waist. You said, babe, I'm getting cold. I said, climb on in my jacket. You already know, like my heart, you can't have it. Up boots and high on a perfume bus. That sea forever sky wasn't near as high as us. Yeah, our hearts were beating faster than a runaway midnight train. We couldn't stay forever, but we said it anyway. Baby, hold me tight and never let me go. Look up at the sky, heaven's putting on a show.
Classics.
Howdy, y'all. This is Dwight Yoakam.
Hi, Shania Twain here.
105.5 WIRI.
Out in the country, past the city limit sign, where there's a honky-tonk near the county line. The joint starts jumping every night when the sun goes down. They got whiskey, women, music, and smoke. It's where all the cowboy folk go to boot scoot boogie. I got a good job. I work hard for my money. When it's quitting time, I hit the door running. I fire up my pickup truck and let the horses run. I go flying down that highway to that hideaway. Stuck out in the woods to do the boot scoot boogie. Yeah,
here come do-si-do.
Come on, baby, let's go boot scoot. Oh,
childhood star shine. Always stay humble and kind. Go to church cause your mama says to. Visit grandpa every chance that you can. It won't be wasted time. Always stay humble and kind.
Now, 105.5 WIRI.
Turn it up, son. All right, boy. This is her favorite song, you know that, right? So we play it good and loud. She might get up and dance again. Oh, she put her beard down. Here she comes. Left, 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 right, left. Hustlers shooting eight ball, throwing darts at the wall, feeling damn near 10 feet tall. Here she comes, Lord help us all. OT'd up his girlfriend and slapped him out his chair. Poor old boy, it ain't his fault. It's so hard not to stare at that honky tonk, but donkey donk. Keeping perfect rhythm, make you wanna swing along. Got it going on like donkey kong. Shut my mouth, slap your grandma. There ought to be a law, get the paid her for working that money, man. Banjo's down at 2, but we're hanging out to 3. We hate to see her go, but love to watch her leave with that honky tonk. But don't the dog.
On your radio at 105.5 FM and wherever you are with the free Civic Media app. Download it now in the Google Play or App Store.
Once in a lullaby, for a second, I'm still. Bobby's got a buck. Put a dollar's worth of gas in his pickup truck. We're going 90 miles an hour down a dead end road. What's a hurry, son? Where you gonna go? We're gonna holler at the moon, shoot out the light. It's a small town Saturday night. It's a small town Saturday night. Sharp at the edge of town. Lucy, you know the world must be flat. 'Cause when people leave town, they never come back. They go 90 miles an hour to the city limit sign. Put the pedal to the metal before they change their mind. They howl at the moon, shoot out the light. It's a small town Saturday night.
Favorites and classics for all of Central Wisconsin. You've got them right here on 105.5 WIRI.
Home is where my heart is still beating, and I don't know when I'll see her again. Cry when I'm leaving,
in those gorgeous fall colors. And don't forget, 105.5 WIRI.
Friday night, all about that single life. I gave my mama a reason to pray. Didn't care about trying to change, no. I gave my all to those empty bars. They always left me with a broken heart. Never really ever gave love a thought. Man, as soon as I swore it off, God gave me a girl.
Central Wisconsin, and on the free Civic Media app. 105.5 FM, WIRI, Nakusa. Your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.
Baby, what's on your mind when you see me pull up in your drive? Do you wanna go downtown? Maybe have a little high dollar wine. Do you wanna go out to the country and maybe blow all our money on some sugar at the truck stop and some scratch offs? See if we can get lucky. Oh, I gotta know what's going on in your beautiful mind. Baby, don't be shy and tell me now. Do I make you wanna dance real slow? To the sun, howl at the moon. Baby, tell me the truth. Do I make you wanna karaoke in the neon light? Go to Vegas, stay up all night. See if we can find a cheap flight. Little 7 come 11, baby, roll those dice. Do I make you feel pretty? Do I make you wanna lean back, lay back and kiss me? Do you wanna roll with me?
to the mountain, to the beach, to a party in the city. Do you want to take in a Broadway show? Or maybe just a little. I gotta know now. Do I make you want to dance real slow? Go fly now to a rainbow. Fly and then hang your clothes to a naked one. And let your hair down. Play a little truth or dare now. Act just like you don't care now. Girl, when I come around, tell me do I make you want to a make you turn into some. Tell me now, do I make you wanna dance real slow? Go fly down a tulip.